Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, you'll hear songs written in this, the 21st century. The names may be new to you and some of the styles unusual to your ears, but this is a great opportunity to hear what's being written now. Let's begin with songs from the NMC Songbook. Since I want to present as much music as possible, please Google the NMC Songbook website for background on the artists and the project. I'll tell you more as we go along, but let's get started with David Sawyer's song called The Source, with Claire Booth, soprano, Susan Bickley, mezzo-soprano, and Owen Gunnell, tubular bells. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, this week featuring 21st century songs from the NMC Songbook. We just heard The Source by David Sawyer, with Claire Booth, soprano, Susan Bickley, mezzo-soprano, and Owen Gunnell, tubular bells. My theory is that we can only get an impression about a piece the first time we hear it, so you'll have another chance to listen to this song more in depth after we hear a lively 21st century piece for piano by Richard Daniel Poor. Thank you. A fun piece. That was Richard Daniel Poor's Surrounded by Idiots from his Preludes written in 2009. The pianist was Xiaoyin Wang. Now let's return to the first song for your second listen. Did it make more sense to you the second time around? David Sawyer's song called The Source, with Claire Booth, soprano, Susan Bickley, mezzo-soprano, and Owen Gunnell, tubular bells. All the songs on this edition of Singing and Other Sins will be taken from the 4-CD set of the NMC Songbook, with all the songs especially composed for the 20th anniversary of NMC. If you do a search for NMC Songbook, you'll be able to read about the wonderful artists. Some of the composers are unknown to me, and others, such as Judith Weir, have world renown. We'll hear her Blackbird and Thrushes.
As I was a-walking for my recreation, as down by the gardens I silently strayed, I heard a young maid making great lamentation, crying, "Jimmy will be slain in the wars, I'm afraid. Jimmy will be slain in the wars, I'm afraid." The blackbirds and thrushes sang in the green bushes. The wood doves and larks seemed to mourn for the maid. And this is the song that they sang all around her. They sang, "Jimmy will be slain in the wars, I'm afraid. Jimmy will be slain in the wars, I'm afraid." Turned with a flag on his coffin, they laid his poor body all dead in his grave. She cried, "I'm forsaken, my heart is broken. Would that he had never left his fair maid. Would that he had never left his fair maid." Blackbirds and thrushes down in the green bushes. Oh, wood doves and larks seem to mourn for her. Oh, would that he had never left. Would that he had never left.
Blackbird and Thrushes by Judith Weir was performed by George Mosley with Ian Burnside. You'll hear that song again right after this instrumental interlude from Jennifer Higdon's Concerto for Orchestra. Thank you. That was the Fast Movement from Jennifer Higdon's Concerto for Orchestra, performed by the Atlanta Symphony, conducted by Robert Spano. And now, as promised, here's your second chance to hear Blackbird and Thrushes by Judith Weir.
As I was a-walking for my recreation, as down by the gardens I silently strayed, I heard a young maid making great lamentation, crying, "Jimmy will be slain in the wars, I'm afraid. Jimmy will be slain in the wars, I'm afraid." The blackbirds and thrushes sang in the green bushes. The wood doves and larks seemed to mourn for the maid. And this is the song that they sang all around her. They sang, "Jimmy will be slain in the wars, I'm afraid. Jimmy will be slain in the wars, I'm afraid." With a flag on his coffin, they laid his poor body all dead in his grave. She cried, "I'm forsaken, my heart is broken. Would that he had never left his fair maid. Would that he had never left his fair maid." Blackbirds and thrushes sang in the green bushes. The wood doves and larks seemed to mourn for her. Oh, would that he had never
tone George Moseley with Ian Burnside piano in Blackbird and Thrushes by Judith Weir. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, a chance to hear music written in the 21st century. We sometimes think of art song as just a solo voice and piano, but as you'll hear, the songs written for the NMC songbook include a lot of variety. For example, we'll hear mezzo-soprano Laure Lixenberg, baritone David Stout, and Antonis Hatsini Kouakou guitar perform Jonathan Lloyd's The Greenwood's Lament.
Remember when my beautiful wife, a man came by and offered you life. The man grew old and you grew hungry. Remember. Beautiful man, Beautiful daughter, a boy came by and offered you water. The boy grew up and you grew thirsty.
That may redefine your idea of an art song and close harmony. Jonathan Lloyd's The Greenwood's Lament was performed by mezzo-soprano Laurie Lixenbert, baritone David Stout, and Antonis Hatzini-Kouaou guitar. All of the vocal music that you'll hear on this edition of Singing in Other Sins is from the NMC Songbook, a 4-CD set of 21st century songs. After The Last Polonaise by Eini Juhani Rautavaara, you'll hear the Greenwood's Lament again. powerful music from Rautavaara's Tapestry of Life, written in 2007. You heard The Last Polonaise, performed by the Helsinki Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Leif Segerstam. Now for our second hearing of the Greenwood's Lament.
Remember when my beautiful wife, a man came by and offered you life. The man grew old and you grew hungry. Remember,
remember when my beautiful man, they sold, our limbs they ran, the boughs were bent, the limbs grew weary. Remember.
My beautiful daughter, a boy came by and offered you water. The boy grew up and you grew thirsty.
Did the Greenwood's Lament make more sense to you the second time? Jonathan Lloyd's The Greenwood's Lament was performed by mezzo-soprano Laurie Lixenbert, baritone David Stout, and guitarist Antonis Hatsini-Kuau. Let's continue with the NMC Songbook of 21st Century Songs and hear Ulysses' Admonition to Achilles, by Alexander Guerre, with Roderick Williams baritone and Andrew West piano.
Time hath, my lord, a wallet at his back, wherein he puts arms for oblivion. Great-sized monster of ingratitudes, those scraps are good deeds past, which are devoured as fast as they are made, forgot as soon as done. Perseverance, dear my lord, keeps on. quite out of fashion, like a rusty maid in monumental mockery. Take the instant way, for honor travels in a street so narrow, where one but goes abreast. Hath a thousand sons that one by one pursue. If you give way or hedge aside from the direct forthright, like to an ebb tide, they all rush by and leave you hindmost, or like a gallant horse fallen in first rank, lie there for pavement to the abject rear, or run and trampled on. Then what they do in present, though less than yours in past, must o'ertop yours. For time is like a fashionable host that slightly shakes his parting guest by the hand, and with his outstretched hand, and with his arms outstretched, as he would fly, grasps in the comer, welcome ever smiles, and farewell goes out sighing. Oh, let not virtue seek remuneration for the thing it was.
Ulysses' Admonition to Achilles by Alexander Gurr, with Roderick Williams baritone and Andrew West piano. That song especially needs a second listen, no matter what excellent diction we heard from Roderick Williams. We'll hear that after the 2004 Pulitzer Prize-winning Ariel from Tempest Fantasy by Paul Moravec. Thank you. Thrilling piece. The Trio Solisti and David Krakauer clarinet performed Ariel from Tempest Fantasy by Paul Moravec. As I mentioned, this won the Pulitzer Prize for Music in 2004. Just another example of wonderful 21st century music. Speaking of which, let's hear a repeat performance of Goethe's Ulysses' Admonition to Achilles.
My lord, a wallet at his back, wherein he puts arms for oblivion, a great-sized monster of ingratitudes. Those scraps are good deeds past, which are devoured as fast as they are made, forgot as soon as done. Perseverance, dear my lord, keeps on the bright. To have done is to hang quite out of fashion, like a rusty maid in monumental mockery. Take the instant way, for honor travels in a street so narrow, where one but goes abreast. Keep then the emulation hath a thousand sons that one by one pursue. If you give way or hedge aside from the direct forthright, like to an ebb tide, they all rush by and leave you hindmost, or like a gallant horse, fallen in first rank, lie there for pavement to the abject rear, or run and trampled on. Then what they do in present, less than yours in past, must o'ertop yours. For time is like a fashionable host that slightly shakes his parting guest by the hand, and with his outstretched hand, and with his arms outstretched, as he would fly, grasps in the comer, welcome ever smiles, and farewell goes out sighing. Oh, let not virtue seek remuneration for the thing it was.
We just heard Ulysses' Admonition to Achilles by Alexander Gurr, with Roderick Williams and Andrew West. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, I'm sampling the NMC Songbook, a 4-CD set of 21st century songs. We just heard Roderick Williams as the baritone. Let's hear him now, both as baritone and composer, in his song called A Coat. I find it interesting that a singer would write a song that features so much piano. That was Roderick Williams singing his own song, The Coat, with Ian Burnside, the pianist. Before we hear a repeat of that song, you're going to enjoy this movement from James Wiley's 7th String Quartet.
Thank you.
Movement from James Wiley's seventh string quartet was marked Fast. It was performed by the Esterhazy Quartet. Now for our chance to hear Roderick Williams again perform the Roderick Williams song, The Coat.
Thank you.
song a coat. Covered with embroideries out of old mythologies, from heel to throat. But the fools caught it, wore it in the world's eyes, as though they'd wrought it. Song, let them take it, for there's more enterprise in walking naked.
Roderick Williams sang his own song, The Coat, with Ian Burnside, the pianist. Obviously a first-rate baritone and composer. In the few minutes we have left of Singing and Other Sins, we'll hear Gary Carpenter's interlude, and instead of piano, you'll hear harpsichord. Susan Bickley, mezzo-soprano, and Jane Chapman, harpsichord, performing Gary Carpenter's interlude. Next week, Ives. This is Gary Hickling. Aloha.